All right, let's kick off this deep dive. We're going deep on language models today. I mean, really deep.
Deeper than a deep dish pizza?
And you know, I've been digging through all this material you sent, and I gotta say, it's fascinating stuff, but it can be a bit complicated.
Absolutely, a little mind-boggling.
Right. So that's our mission today. We're gonna make it all crystal clear, like looking through a freshly cleaned window.
Yeah, let's demystify these language models.
Exactly. I'm particularly intrigued by how these models actually work. You know, it's like they're reading our minds, but how?
Yeah, it's spooky almost.
It is. One thing that really stood out was this whole idea of tokens. Apparently, even something as tiny as a period can be a word, a token, to a language model. Who knew?
Punctuation is powerful.
Huh. I never thought of it like that. But hey, that's why we have you here, our AI expert extraordinaire, to help us decode all this. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to dive in.
Me too. So let's start with those tokens. What exactly are they, and why are they so important in the world of language models?
Okay, so imagine a language model as this incredible chef, and the text they work with is like raw ingredients.
I like where this is going.
Right. So tokens are like those ingredients, but prepped, chopped, diced, measured, all ready to go, makes the cooking process a lot smoother.
So tokens are like the building blocks of language that these models use.
Exactly. And they're not always just whole words. They can be single characters like the letter A or even parts of words like prefixes or suffixes.
So like ing or un.
Yeah, stuff like that. It depends on the word. Common words are usually single tokens, but those longer, less common ones often get broken down.
Makes sense. That way the model can handle any word you throw at it.
Precisely. And this is crucial. The way text gets split into these tokens, it's not random. It's based on, well, you know how the models go through tons and tons of training data.
Oh, yeah, they're like those super students who never sleep, always studying.
Right. And during that training, they learn all kinds of patterns. So how the text is tokenized reflects those patterns.
So the model's basically learning how to understand language by figuring out how to break it down into these meaningful chunks.
Bingo. That's why they can be so fluent and sound so human-like when they generate text.
Okay, that makes sense. So even punctuation is part of the tokenization process.
Oh, yeah. It might seem small, but it's vital for understanding the nuance of language. Like a well-placed comma can totally change the meaning of a sentence.
Totally. Commas, they're the unsung heroes of grammar.
For real. And for these language models, recognizing those commas as separate tokens, it means they're learning how punctuation shapes the flow and the meaning of the text, just like we do. It's pretty amazing.
It is. But how do they actually use those tokens? Like, we break down a sentence into these tokens, what then?
Well, each token gets assigned a unique ID, like a secret code.
So it's like a numerical representation of each piece of the text.
You got it. It's like giving each prepped ingredient a label.
I like the chef analogy.
It really helps because, you know, with those labels, the chef knows exactly what they're working with. They can combine ingredients in just the right way. Same with the language model.
So it's using those ID codes to process and generate text. But how does it actually understand what those codes mean?
That's where things get really interesting. They don't understand meaning in the way that we do, not exactly.
Okay, I'm listening.
Instead, they learn to associate certain patterns of those token IDs with different contexts and different meanings. It's more about recognizing patterns, you could say.
So they're like those puzzle masters who can spot patterns that we miss.
Exactly. It's kind of like a chess player who can just intuitively make the right moves. They've seen so many combinations, so many patterns.
Makes sense. They're not necessarily thinking about the meaning of each individual word, but they're seeing the bigger picture, the patterns of how those words are used together.
Exactly. And that's how they're able to, you know, write stories, poems, code, all sorts of things.
Mind-blowing. But how does that actually happen? Like, how does it know what word comes next?
It's all about prediction. The model analyzes a bunch of tokens, a sequence, and based on all that data it's been trained on, it predicts what the next token is most likely to be. It's kind of like a souped-up autocomplete, always guessing what comes next.
So let's say I give it the sentence, the quick brown fox.
It might predict jumps as the next token.
Exactly. It's like it's piecing together a sentence one word at a time.
And it's not just blindly guessing. It assigns probabilities to different possibilities. So jumps might be the most likely, then runs, sleeps, and so on. It's constantly evaluating and adjusting its predictions based on the context.
Like a superpowered Mad Libs game.
Yeah, kind of. Except it's coming up with the words itself.
Incredible. Now, you sent over this link to something called the OpenAI Tokenizer. What's the deal with that?
Oh, it's a cool tool. Lets you see tokenization in action. You can type in any text and it'll show you exactly how it gets broken down into those tokens.
So I could take, say, the first line of my favorite poem, put it in there, and boom, I can see how the language model would see it.
Absolutely. It's like getting a peek behind the curtain.
Okay, that sounds like fun. I'll definitely be checking that out.
It's a great way to solidify your understanding. It's hands-on, you know?
Totally. So, big picture time. We've learned that language models don't see text like we do. They break it down into these tokens, these building blocks of language, and then use those to understand and generate all sorts of text, from simple sentences to complex stories, even code.
And it all hinges on that training data they're fed.
Yeah, that's a whole other rabbit hole, isn't it?
It is. How they learn from that data, how they make connections, that's what makes them so powerful.
We'll have to do another deep dive on that sometime.
Absolutely. Lots more to explore there.
But for now, I'm still processing this whole token thing. It's amazing how much complexity there is in something we use every day. Language.
And we take it for granted.
I know, right? It's like we're constantly performing these incredible feats of computation without even realizing it.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for breaking it all down for us. It's been truly enlightening.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
And for everyone listening, if you want to see these tokens in action, I highly recommend checking out that OpenAI tokenizer. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI.
Happy exploring.
See you next time.